First person singular, opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Jerry Bodemer speaks about daily dedications.
I've been thinking a lot lately about the power of connecting our personal daily lives with our visions for the world, and how that practice might actually help bring about the changes so needed in our world today. How could we bridge our daily doings with our vision and hopes for the future? What if, when we weed our gardens, we simultaneously intend that all assumptions be likewise composted, or declare to ourselves, "I'm clearing the world of corruption," or something else we'd like to compost or diminish? Perhaps when bringing a bouquet to the table, we could intend that kindness would bloom in all human hearts. Or when hanging out the laundry, we praise the sun and the fresh air. Even when facing our own shortcomings and working to change them, we could declare that our nation do the same. This simple practice certainly brings a sense of magic to everyday life, bringing us presence as we declare our visions for the greater whole, like commanding prayers. Just washing our hands or brushing our teeth is a chance to thank water for the not life necessity it is, reconnecting us to nature and to gratitude. Try it out. See how it feels. My Qigong teacher used to say, "From smaller things come larger things." It is comforting to remember that small acts from many of us do add up and make a difference.
Jerry Bodemer believes in the power of intention. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rands.